I didn't know it was going to be for us. I thought it was just going to be for me. Until I got here and I was instructed, I was told that I should just share with us for 10 minutes what God has laid in my spirit. Very quickly, can we turn to Habakkuk chapter 2? Habakkuk chapter 2. You know, before you go into any exam, the lecturer or the teacher will tell you to revise, to go through one more time so that you're not missing out on anything. Starting from tomorrow, starting from this midnight, we'll be going into a time where we are retreating. We are going away to receive instructions from God. We're going to receive instructions for our lives. And this is what God wants us to pay attention to. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1, I'll read it in the King James and I'll also read it in another translation. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, I will stand on my guard post. So a few instructions for us to pay attention to. It says, I. So this retreat, this time of going apart to be with God is an alone time with God. Jesus took his disciples to go and pray, irrespective of the fact that he had called them to be with him, the closeness, the close proximity, the relationship. He left them and went alone and fell on his knees and started praying. One of the things that you don't want to do during this time is run your life based on another man's or another woman's principles or standards. This is a time for you and you with God. He says, and I will stand upon my watch, a guard post. Everybody in the army, if you've ever been known anything about the army, you are given a duty post. You are assigned a task. You are assigned a station to guard, to watch from. And in this retreat, God wants you to find your place where you're going to watch from. Find your place. Don't get busy throughout the whole day without hearing God. Don't spend the whole day watching TV. Don't spend the whole day on Instagram. Find your place and alone time with God. God wants to speak to us about our children, speak to us about 2020. So many things he wants to do, but it is you and your place. He said, I'll set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what God has, the word God has given us ahead of time is behold, watch. And over the past few days, God has been telling us the significance and the importance of watching, what it means to watch, to observe. And he said, I will stand upon my duty post to watch, to observe. There are certain things you learn by observation. There are certain patterns you see by observation. God wants to show you something about your child that you've probably missed. You don't know why they love cartoons. You don't know why they love singing. You don't know why they love playing. You don't know why they have an interest in this. God wants to speak to us. He said, I will stand upon my duty post, upon my place, to see, to observe, where is the economy going? You cannot read. You can. Bible says you look at the weather and you can tell when it's going to rain, but you can't discern when the Son of Man is coming. It's by observation. And not just a physical observation, a spiritual observation. A spiritual duty post. Amen. 4 minutes. He said, and I will watch to see. Listen. He says, I will watch to see what he will say. His words become pictures. His word becomes life. When God speaks to you, when he brought Abraham out, he said, look at the sky. If you can number them, that is the way your children will be. God wants to talk to us in this season through pictures, through imagination. He wants us to think. He wants us to picture. That is why God, when he brings the children of Israel, brings people to he brought them to the gates of Jericho. The gates of Jericho was closed. But he said, see, I have given you this land. If they had looked from the physical angle, they would have said, but the city, the gate is locked. God wants to tell you, look, I've given you a job in 2020. I've given you a business. I've given you an idea. I've given you a platform. I've given you your health. There's something God wants to give to us, but he's going to give it to us in the spirit, and you need to discern them in the spirit. You need to see them in the spirit. That's why you need to pay attention. The servant of Elisha came out and he only saw in the physical. He saw the problems. But Elisha came out and saw beyond the ground zero. He saw what was above. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. So for you to see, you need to be at a tower, an elevated position. Don't know if you've observed, sometimes when you eat too much, you're just slow. You're not very active. You're very, very weak. But sometimes when you deny yourself, in this season, deny, shut your phone down. Don't pick it every time it buzzes. Just maybe stay up an hour reading the scriptures before you go to bed. Do something extraordinary. And he said, and to see what the Lord will say. So what God is saying, you see it. He said, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision down. So God spoke a vision and he said, write it down. You need to write down in this season. What do you want to do next year? Where do you want to go next year? I met an unbeliever today who we were talking. And he said he wrote down a few years ago what he wanted to do. And he's been seeing his life. A non-believer, how much more you and I. Write your vision down. How many scriptures do you want to read next year? How many books do you want to read next year? How do you want to serve God next year? What offerings do you want to give next year? How many people do you want to save, preach to next year? Write it down. Finally, said, I will wait to see what he will say. The vision is for an appointed time. You need patience. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we rise up on our feet? Thinking about this scriptures and just pondering about it and trying to see what God is trying to say. And my husband and I were talking about it. And the first thing that occurred to us is God is saying, remember ye not. So if you can open your Bibles, please, and then just look for different versions of the Bible, especially verse 18. This one says, do not remember. I think Amplified, or is it the Message that says, forget. So the first thing that occurred to me is that, when we come together to pray, when God is speaking to us. We're in a church service. We always come with our own agendas. You know, this is the way I want God to speak to me. This is what God has not done in 2019. These are the things that I want him to do in 2020. God is saying to all of us this time around, forget about those things. I am doing a new thing. Stop looking at the way God spoke to you this year. Start to think in a new way. We need a new mindset. Stop thinking that, oh, God, you know, we're coming to a retreat, so I already have my prayer list. God might not go by prayer list this year. God might decide to go by instructions. So don't put box. What I'm basically saying is this retreat, it's personal, okay? We're coming together as a church to pray, but go before God personally and let him dictate what is going to happen. Don't dictate to God this time around. Don't tell God, oh, this is my prayer list. These are the things I want you to do by December 2020. No, 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 no. This is a new season. He's doing a new thing. It's not like the retreats of before. He's taking a new format, and God wants to meet with each and every one of us in a new way. And just like Ezekiel said, it is up to you as a person to determine how God is going to meet with you. Don't look at the crowd. Don't look at some. It's not anybody's business whether somebody is fasting or not. It's not anybody's business whether you are writing in your notebook or not. What matters is where you are when you come in your closet, when nobody is there, at home, on the bus, on the train, in your car. What is the Holy Spirit saying to you? Because this is a new season. And when something is new, that means that you have to forget the hold. Basically, the problem with us at times is that we hold on to the hold. We don't want to let the old go. Because the old is convenient, it's comfortable, it's easy, it's what we've known, it's what we've experienced. So we are not ready to explore new things. We are afraid of taking risks. And so when God is speaking new things, we're like, is it really God or is it my mind? Can it be from God? How can God be asking me to do things this way? It's a new season. So it's a new way of doing things. So go out this year as we start the retreat from 12 midnight tonight. Let everything become new. Your relationship with God become new. The way God speaks to you become new. The way you relate with God become new. If you've been coming to the retreat for the past 5 years and you think, oh, it's another retreat. No, it's not another retreat. This one is new. So God says, remember not the former things. So that means you must have a new mindset. And in Ezekiel chapter 36, as we begin to pray, Ezekiel chapter 36 from verse 26, I believe, Ezekiel 36 from verse 26, God says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. You know, when we say we are coming before God to pray, you know, our religious mindset, you know, the way we are used to doing things, is like you have to pray all the time. God might be telling you more this year. Listen to me more. Just be silent before me. You know, God might decide to just give you instructions, but one of the things we're going to pray for is for a new heart. And this is a personal prayer. You're going to pray it. I'm going to pray it. So shall we go ahead and ask God for a new heart? Because it's a new season. You might think you know a lot about God. You might think you know a lot about your life, about your home, about your marriage, about the city you are in. But we don't know anything. Without God, we are nothing. And so because this is a new season, we are asking God for a new heart. We don't want to do things. In Jesus' name, we are afraid. Let me explain myself. When Ezekiel was talking before, was it Damola? I said something like, we always come every year, and for some people, they catch it immediately, and for some people, they don't catch it. Why do you think you are struggling? Why are we struggling in some areas of our lives? It's because we are not getting what God is saying. We're not getting it. You're like, you're looking at people in the church and you're like, why are they like that and I'm not like that? It's because you are not getting it. It's because I'm not getting some certain areas of my life. And that is why year in, year out, I come in and I remain the same. But this year, God is saying he's doing a new thing. So nobody is going to pray for you. I'm not going to pray for you. You have to pray for yourself. It's a new season. So if you know where you are with God right now, you are going to ask God for a new heart. Unless you are satisfied with where you are, you don't want to move forward. God has promised to give us a new heart. So I want us to go before God individually and I say, Father, I need a new heart. I need a new heart. I need you to put a new spirit within me. Some of us, our hearts are so hardened. Lord, take away every hardened heart. Take away my hardened heart, oh God, and give me a heart that focuses on you. A heart that does not look at other people. A heart that is yours and yours alone. A heart, oh Lord, that is ready to do new things. A heart that is ready to obey your word. A heart that is ready to do your will. A heart, oh Lord, that is ready to do away with how I've lived my life all these years. A heart that is ready to please you. Lord, I want to please you. I want to please you, Heavenly Father. I want to do your will. No, sometimes it is so difficult. I'm asking, you have told us in your word that you will give me a new heart. I ask you for a new heart. I ask you for a new heart. I ask you for you to put a new spirit within me. Take away every bitterness from my heart. Take away unforgiveness from my heart. Give me a heart that loves like you, oh Lord. Give me a heart that is receptive to your word. Give me a heart, oh God, that is willing to do your will. Give me a heart, oh God, that understands you, that understands the things of God, that understands the things of the Spirit. I want to experience you in a new way. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. My point basically is, I want to experience God for myself this time around. I come to church, people are talking about God, I'm not getting it. I want us to pray. Pray for yourself and say, Lord, I want to get this right this year. I want to have there's nothing like having a personal revelation of Jehovah yourself. Not what your pastor has said, not what your parents have said, but what you yourself have experienced in spending time in God's presence. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for enabling me to experience you in a way that I've never experienced you before. As I go into this retreat from 12 midnight tonight, Lord, I receive grace. Oh God, open my eyes. God said, behold. That means if you are blind, you will not see. God said, behold. That means if there is a veil in your eyes, you will not see. God said, behold. That means that if you lose focus, you will not see. God has said, behold. If you are looking at where you are not meant to be looking, there is no way you will see what God is saying. Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and I will wait to see. I will wait to see. You have to be patient to see. You have to be patient to see. Let us receive the grace to be patient to see what God is saying to us at this time. Father, we just thank you, Lord God Almighty, for grace. I want us to receive grace. Because believe me sincerely, brothers and sisters, at this particular time, the enemy wants to hit you because he wants to distract you. I want us to come against every distraction. That our eyes, some of us might need to shut down Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Some of us might need to do something. Some of us, you know, depends on what the Holy Spirit is leading you. But I just want us to come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. As we cover all the ministers, all of ourselves in love assembly, our family members with the blood of Jesus, during this time, as we decree that no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We will hear God. We will receive from God. We will do God. God's will. It will be easy for us through the help and the power of the Holy Spirit. It is well with us in the name of Jesus. We will not be dull of hearing. Everything God has said we will do in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for strength. We cover our children from the youngest to the oldest with the blood of Jesus, and we come against every attack of Satan against us, against our families, against our minds. In the name of Jesus, and we receive grace, Lord. We receive strength in your presence to do your will. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for a new heart. You know, when Saul became king, they said, Saul has a new spirit. Said, is Saul among the prophets? Because Saul became a changed man. And his life never remained the same until he disobeyed. So I want us to thank God for making us new. for making everything in our lives new. When God speaks a word, it will bring it to pass. It does not matter what the enemy might be doing at the moment. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we just give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the adoration and praise. Thank you, Jesus, for a new heart. Thank you, Jesus, for a new spirit. Thank